hear your music.
It don't play. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. This program is live today. Thank you for tuning in. We will be talking about, are we there yet? Are we where? At Revelations. And I know many of you have heard about the days of the end time, and we are here to talk about that today. Now, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. If you would like to call in at this time, we are live on the air. Please call 740-383-9944. It should be a really interesting subject today. That is, if you have any questions or you would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And let me say, it's not 25 years of experience. Now it's 27 years of experience working for you. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Also, they have another announcement. April the 12th, they will be having their free produce market from noon until 2 p.m. on Saturday, second Saturday of every month. Thank you. Okay, let me turn my attention to a thought for today and then to my guest. The title is Doing Kindness. If you are helping someone and expecting something in return, you are doing business, not kindness. That way you know the difference.
Never heard it put that way.
Well, I guess, you know, if you're expecting anything in return, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a transaction.
Right. And the voices you hear behind me is Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm just fine, Linda.
Well, good to see you. You look fine.
Good.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And Daisy Wade, my daughter, you know, we are doomsday prophets here today.
Yes, we are. Doom and gloom.
Yes, and we know that there's a lot going on in the world today. It's not just this country and that country. But this is involving the entire world. And we're going to start with Jeff to see what he has on his heart today.
Well, that's the question people ask, you know, is this part of the last days? Are we walking into the book of Revelation and all that? Of course, right now it's too early to tell. We don't know. It might just be another event. And it could, to me, I think it's at least a strong warning that we are headed in that direction. Now, the thing is, I don't want to discourage people out there. I don't want to make them more scared than they already are. But we can't sweep the causes under the carpet. You know, like I said, I was telling you, Linda, we've been talking about the last days and Revelation for the last 5 years.
Yes.
And trying to warn people to stop sinning.
Yes.
And get it right with God before all these things begin. And, of course, you know, these days, it seems like you're just shooting BBs off the side of the Rock of Gibraltar or something. You know, they don't want to listen. And what do we have in our playing field? We have homosexuality. Then they actually take it to be normal
and
these days.
It's been legalized.
Yeah. You know, and you can go out there and marry somebody of your own sex now. We have abortion, which I don't know how many million they kill a day. But, and we have all the corruption that's going on, you know, all these scams and everything that goes on. You can't even hardly use your computer, you know, without having somebody trying to invade your computer and take money from you or whatever. And so it just is endless. And how much warning has God given us? He's given us volcanoes and tornadoes and fires and floods and thunderstorms and on it goes, and none of it seems to have affected. And I remember the first time I came in to do a radio interview with these guys, there was a guy in here that, you know, that swore up and down that I was just trying to scare people, you know. The book of Revelation is not meant to scare people. It's meant to prepare for, you know, the coming days. Now, you know, I don't necessarily believe in pre-tribulation rapture. And so if we have to face these things, if we do, we should be allowing God to help us to prepare for what's coming, you know, and lay a foundation of faith. Otherwise, you're going to be waking up every morning scared to death about what's going to happen next, you know. True. We have to learn to trust God in all of our fires and floods and all the personal things. That's what he does, is in order to prepare you, he puts you through fires, you know. And he said that to me one day. I remember I was in my bedroom, just about half asleep. I woke up and the Lord said, "You're going to be going through some fires here pretty soon." But he just wasn't kidding. Through some stuff. Right, yes. After that, you know, yes. That is not something you want to hear.
Right.
You know, so if we want, the medical people have not been able to help us. The technology has not been able to help us, which I knew was coming. And I said, God can send a plague that nobody can even figure out, you know.
And that's where we seem to be right now.
Yeah. So we have to face the cause, which is ourselves, you know, and come to God with a sincere heart and ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him to come into your heart and be born again, and then let him come in and start teaching you, laying a foundation of faith. But, you know, I know people that know that the true answer is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want his authority
in
their heart. They don't want his authority in their life. They want to live life the way they want to.
Of course. Even so now, you know, even though it hasn't been specifically said, just shut down the entire United States by our leader, President Trump. But here and there, the governors have taken control over their own states. And they're setting the presidents what they expect out of the people. But how many people are really taking what's going on right now serious?
Well, they look, you know, I think they're pretty serious. I mean, I've been out there walking through some of the department stores that we're not supposed to walk through. And I just wanted to see how people were acting.
Right, I understand.
You know, and I should have got me a shopping cart to keep people from running into me because they're in a big hurry.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they are afraid. So this is a good time to come to the Lord then.
Yes, that's why we're on the air.
Because he's the only one that can. If God wanted to, let's put it this way. I can't sit here and tell you that I know absolutely this is direct judgment of God. But I can tell you this. If he wanted to, he could stop this plague instantly if he wanted to. Or in the next 5 minutes or whatever.
Right.
The fact of the matter is he hasn't.
Right.
So if it's here to wake us up, then I think it's doing that.
Because they said, I think it was last week, early last week, it affected 140 countries. Now it's 180.
Yeah.
So
he's not happy with the world.
No, he's not happy at all. And, she'll be coming because judgment starts at the house of God.
That's right.
First of all.
That's right.
Now, so
here's another
thing. What's that?
You can't even turn to the church.
It's closed.
The church is closed, but not only that, Linda. How long have I been talking about false doctrines, false organizations, and false prophets inside Christianity?
Right.
So what you'd be doing is asking a broken church to help you.
Ooh, now that's deep. That's deep there, Jeff. That's real deep.
See? What good is that going to do you?
Whoa. So you think...
So you ask a false prophet, you know, well... What's going on? They'll say, "Oh, don't worry, this will blow over."
So you don't think the church
is
repenting?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, you don't think the church is really repenting?
No, they're not.
Okay,
that's what I got.
They need to get rid of the false doctrines if they're really repenting. That's what repentance means, is to turn around. You know, getting saved, that's a different story from repentance. You've accepted Jesus as your Savior. Then you start doing what the Scripture says, and that means turn from your sins. Start walking with the Lord, see? And the church has this certain kind of arrogance, I think, you know, and that's what I've seen over the years, you know, as a person that I've always seemed to have been in low positions, you know, and I could see how they act towards people who are, well, they get, you know, they give people with a little bit of wealth a little bit of extra attention and love, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what the churches say, you know, is, you know, that they're above it all. Is the message I seem to get from
above
that.
The fray. Those, and they, what you're saying is you feel that they look down on the less fortunate also.
Yes, absolutely.
Like we're not all on the same level because we're all supposed to be believers in Christ Jesus, baptized believers. That's what the church is supposed to be about.
That's
baptized
right.
Believers in Christ Jesus.
But there's two baptisms.
Okay.
You got to make sure you got both of them.
Water baptism and baptism of the Holy Spirit, you mean?
Yes. Because some people get baptized by water and don't get the fire.
That's right.
You got to make sure you have both.
I agree with that.
If you don't have both, the water didn't do nothing but show somebody else that you went and got in the water.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all it did. It just showed me that you got in the water, you know.
Showing everybody you got saved.
But it doesn't seal the deal.
Right. Okay, that's deep. But
having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Denying the power thereof.
It does not seal the deal. That's in my list that I have. I have the six things that will keep the church out of heaven. And first I have idolatry. And the second one where you were going, Jeff, was hatred. I have hatred on there. How you mistreat others or
in
those that you don't think are where you are in the church or... I mean, it can be somebody on the street also. Never know who God is dealing with or why he's dealing with them or where they're coming from or where they're on their way to.
Right.
He already warned us saying there's times that we entertain angels in unawares.
Yes.
So we don't know who it is that we could be dealing with, putting down, casting out. But we're being judged by how we treat everyone.
What we have, one of the things that I complain about is that, you know, the church seems to, and I mean on a general basis, want people to be cookie cutter Christians. You know,
what's that?
You believe what they want you to believe.
Okay.
You act like they want you to act.
Right.
You dress like they want you to dress. You know, and they have their other programs that they worry about, you know, softball, basketball, football, and all that kind of stuff. And there are other social programs. Well, we should be focusing on the Lord. Take some time out and really get down and ask God for forgiveness.
And that's something.
Ask him what he wants us to do.
Right. I agree with you. And that also lets us see and know and understand right now, they've shut down everything. There's no ball.
Yeah.
No sports.
Isn't that amazing?
No NFL. You know,
that's
all
right.
That has been shut down.
All of our idols.
No school. No library.
That's right.
Worldwide. Not just the United States of America. This is worldwide. And
he's tired of all the idols.
And that's why, you know, people have all their ideas about what's going on, who's doing this, who's doing that, biological warfare. But who can shut down the whole world at one time?
Only God.
Only God can do
that. And that's how you know it's not biological warfare.
Right, right.
Because everybody's affected.
Allow it to happen, right.
Everybody's affected. I'm not going to... bomb myself with
biological
warfare.
Right, right.
Everybody gonna get it but me.
Right. Or the person I intended for.
Even if it went everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere would get it but me.
Right.
Now, most countries, back like in the 60s, I think it was, they'd stopped doing research into biological warfare because everybody was afraid that it'd come back on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so United States suspended their research into biological warfare.
Right.
Because another thing, if you're going to do that, you're going to have to have to research and find some kind of cure for it or a vaccine or something.
Not just that. Before you would put something out like that, you would stop all travel bans. You would stop anybody from coming into your country from out of any other country. You would stop all of that stuff because you would know where you sent it and you wouldn't want it coming back.
Right.
So if someone did that, then travel bans would have started before the coronavirus.
Right. And I think by people saying those things, they're not really giving God credit. He mm. may not have created it, but he has allowed it to
he
do what it does.
He has allowed it. I mean, that's obvious. That's
yeah,
a fact.
He has allowed it to do what it does, you know, and I would not give man that credit, even though man is already full of himself and his head as big as
his
room.
Well, you know, they say, how dare you point your finger at us and say that we're sinners. You know, you're a sinner.
We are sinners.
Yeah.
Romans 3:23, for all
but
have sinned.
We are willing to admit it. That's
yes,
the difference.
And come short of the glory of God. Yep, that's what my piece is about.
For the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But the gift of God is
eternal life.
Through Christ Jesus our Lord.
And someone said last week, well, you're telling me God allowed this, only good and perfect gifts come from above. Yeah, they do. He said that. But he says also in is it Isaiah 58:1? I create evil.
Yeah.
I, the Lord, do yes. all these things. Okay.
It talks in 2 Peter 2 about how he turned Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes.
Right.
How he,
what
you
about
know,
the flood?
Noah's flood. He did.
What about the earth swallowing that people?
Yeah.
What's that?
The earth.
Yeah.
Opened up his mouth.
Korah.
Swallowed
but, I mean,
up.
If you read the book of Revelation.
Oh, yeah. That's another
nothing's
story.
Nothing's been going on yet.
No.
Until that hits.
Yes, yes. And this could be.
I think this is the precursor to that. I think that
well
this. I think that this coronavirus could bring on an onset of all of the four horsemen.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your famine that could go on right now. You have your war that can go on right now. You have your
financial
your
crisis
mark
is already
your mark
going on
because you already got the money involved. Okay, the money will bring in the mark.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was the next step. Now, I talked about that a lot, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you
Linda?
Did. Yeah, economic.
It's economic collapse.
Yes.
Or economic meltdown.
And this is going on first.
And I talked about William Shire's book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
That is how Hitler came to power. It was because the economy was zilch.
Right.
It went down to nothing. And so the Allies kept sanctions on Germany for too long because of World War I. Then they became very, very bitter because of that. That's
wow.
why World War II took place. I was asking God about that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why in the world would Germany rise up like that and try to destroy the whole world, you know, or take it over or whatever? That's because nobody ever forgave Germany for World War I, and they just kept them in poverty.
Right.
Well, you know, in a way I can understand that, but eventually you got to forgive them.
True.
You know.
True.
So what we got here is we got all the ingredients, that's for sure.
Amen.
For the tribulation to
nothing
come.
Else has to happen except, like you said, the great falling away, and that's going on too.
Oh, the great falling away is the biggest sign.
It's the last sign.
And we have the mm-hmm. economic
before.
Collapse.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, then the governments will collapse, the military, law enforcement. And what you got? Riots.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because mm-hmm. just like now today, they said, 15% of the NYPD is out sick with the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Or 20%
mm-hmm.
of them? Like, they're gone.
Firemen.
The first responders are, mm-hmm. are getting sick. The doctors are getting sick. What's next?
Look up 2 Thessalonians 2, Jeff 1-3. But the great falling away is the last sign. And we're here.
Okay, and we're there.
Yes.
And I think when the
is it the last time?
I said when the apostasy got to a certain
Christ,
point,
yeah.
when
look
it reaches the point where it's on the floor, you know, it's gone. The church has gone down to the point where you can't even find it. It's so down low.
Right.
The church can't be found even when they was in the building.
You know,
they just got farther and farther away.
2 Thessalonians 2, is that what you were?
Yeah,
after?
1-3.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a great falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
That's the last sign.
The last sign is the revealing of the Antichrist.
And it is coming because if the economy collapses, he can rise up and say, I got the answer right here.
Right.
You just follow my my lead.
And that's why I'm saying that coronavirus brings in the whole, it just sets the stage for everything. It sets the stage. So this is the time for everybody to get their self together.
Right, because the falling away of the church.
The church need to check they self.
Yes,
because of what's going on. And the, like I said before, now, we couldn't find a church even when it had the buildings open. You get in there, people want to look at you all crazy. You don't even want to stay in the church.
Yeah.
You, I mean, where are you supposed to get?
How much money you giving.
And then you, or then your nose is so up here, this soul needs to be saved.
Right.
And you clicked up in the church.
Yeah.
Like this and like that. And, but whose blood, who is responsible for that blood?
Yeah.
And that soul that had to walk up out of there with their feelings hurt, that turned their back on the Lord because you turned your back on them.
And you're responsible.
And you are responsible.
Your blood will be at your hands. Amen.
When I first started at our church, mm-hmm. I went to one of the smaller Bible meetings, and I had copies of my book. And when I handed them out, they were angry. I didn't expect this. You know, I go, what are you angry? They didn't want to believe we're in the last days. That's what they were mad about, most of them. And I said, well, you know what? You can stick your head in the sand if you want to. Now, there'll come a day when somebody will kick you on the other side of your head.
That's true. That is so,
at
so
the
true.
Other end of your body.
Right.
You know, because, and, you know, I remember being out in the lobby a couple of times, and there's some women out there talking and said, I don't know anything about Bible prophecy. They were starting to get worried because things started to boil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all these wars and everything. And they said, maybe we should start paying attention.
Yes, I think they should.
To what the Bible says about the last days. Well,
yes.
I mean, the Bible is full of stuff about
the last
days.
Yes, it is. But when I said that was the last sign, that's the last sign before the Antichrist arrives. So everything has happened. There's really nothing else that needs to happen before he rises up.
Now,
one more big crisis.
Yeah.
And there's going to be one more thing that God does for his people. He's going to pour out his Holy Spirit again. He's going to pour out his Holy Spirit. Yeah, he's going to pour out his Holy Spirit, and we're going to be empowered with that Holy Spirit.
Great, a revival.
Yes. Now, I think that's the last sign.
I'm looking forward to
that. We will be empowered to go through the tribulation.
Wow, well, we better
put the Holy Spirit, which is my third thing on my list.
Okay.
To keep a Christian out of heaven, the lack of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah. You can't hear it. Because
flesh and blood,
they think it's an
cannot enter into heaven.
Amen.
Flesh and blood can't go.
True.
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 50.
Right.
Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
Another thing is stepping out.
This is number four.
Yeah, number four, stepping out. Oh, he ain't coming yet. The Lord ain't coming yet. And I'm going to step out. I'm going to go and do this real quick. And I'm going to peek and
oh,
yeah, let me
world.
Go over here and see what they doing. Let me go do this real quick. Let me go do this real quick. Before they put us, well, we going on lockdown this weekend. Let me go and do this. Right. Let me go and do that. But he says, you don't know the hour.
No.
That very hour that you saying, let me go do this real quick, could be the hour that he comes. And he said, if you're doing it, continue to do it.
Right.
Don't switch up.
It's too late.
There are times, you know, when I see some of these signs that says this too shall pass, I think, well, you know, I would love for it to just pass and we go back to normal. But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
That's not going to happen in this case.
The thing of that
is, I don't see it.
How long have these things been happening?
Oh,
well, when you look back to when Jerusalem became a state, or Israel became a state in the 40s, that some people said that's when it really began. So when you, even if you start then and looking at the signs and the multitude and the frequency and the intensity mm-hmm. of your earthquakes, your tornadoes and your mudslides and fires and over
sinkholes
here,
sinkholes
and all these things have been happening, like I say, since I've been back from Georgia, like really fast.
You
Katrina
know
and all
those.
I want to say Katrina might have kicked it off.
Those hurricanes.
Remember that tsunami?
The tsunami?
Yes. And it washed big ships up on the shore and
on
the docks.
Yes, it did.
And stuff.
Yes.
I saw some pictures of National Geographic, and there were these little people walking past this big, giant ship, And yes, that ocean is that. What did that. That yeah. tsunami.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yes. But all these things have been happening, and frequency is like in multiple.
Yeah.
5 and 6 tornadoes rolling through the same area at the same time, one after the other.
But you just watch. Some of these people get up on TBN and go, oh, no, this is going to pass by. And,
they are saying that.
You know, we're going to be all right.
And now they're leading people astray. The yeah. church is leading people astray. You know how the church is leading people astray? By telling people that they're not going to be here for this.
Oh, pre-tribulation rapture, my big...
You know, I'd rather...
You got a call?
I would rather be wrong and be ready than
Hello,
not be
caller,
ready
you're on the air?
And be left behind.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Chris. I'm a born-again Christian.
Hi, Chris.
And I've been walking with the Lord for years. I just... I want to call in and say what a wonderful job I think you guys are all doing in getting this information out to people. And Jeff, I've heard you on the radio in the past, and I really appreciate the work that you've been doing.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. You know, as concerning you, of course, you know, the topic at hand here, I believe that the Lord is really seriously, more than ever, trying to get our attention. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we have...
Waking us up?
Yes, he's waking us up. I'm looking at 1 Thessalonians here, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. For they themselves declare that concerning us what manner of entry we have to you, and how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
Mm.
Verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And, you know, and while I don't believe that God created this thing, I don't believe that at all. I do believe that he is allowing it to happen.
Yes.
Simply because he is trying to get our attention.
Yes.
You know, God always sends warning before he sends judgment.
Amen.
Yes,
and I believe
he has already sent us plenty of warning.
Yes, he has. He absolutely has. 9/11, the Great Recession of 10 years ago. Yes, he has definitely sent us warning, and I believe that he is definitely turning up the heat.
Yes.
For us.
Absolutely.
And it says there in chapter 10, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. That doesn't mean we're not going to go through fire, trial, tribulation. We're doing it right now.
Yeah,
we are. But the church is supposed to be gone.
Yeah, we're supposed to have pre-tribulation rapture, man.
Well, pre-tribulation rapture? Well, first, that doesn't... Okay, but then what about the people who are left here on Earth?
Who are the people that are in Revelation? You mean the Christians that are there? That's yes, kind of hard for them to explain.
We kind of think it's us.
Well, because certain people are called, and Jeff, I've been listening to you, man, and I believe that you are called as a last days preacher. I believe you have a calling on you.
Well, thank you.
No need to thank me, but I believe that, you know, there has to be some of us left here in order to do that because of how the book of Revelation unfolds.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a big long explanation as to what they believe about that. To make a long story short, they believe that the Jews who are left here, which would be part of the 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe, are the ones that are going to be here to preach the gospel to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the gospel doesn't even say that.
Yeah. Well, no, this is true. It doesn't.
It says an angel does.
Yeah.
An angel preaches the gospel to the world.
Mm-hmm.
All Jesus said in Matthew 24 was, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a few things that have to happen yet before we have the big boom. You know, but
I do
believe that the lady here, I forgot your name, I'm
Daisia.
Sorry. Daisia?
Uh-huh.
She was talking about the four horses of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the Antichrist system rises up, there's going to be people out there, there's going to be nations that don't like it. You know, there's going to be nations that take sides with him, and there's going to be ones that are not in favor of him. And so we're going to have this world war going on, you know, and death follows after.
Yeah.
You know, but in the midst of this, the Antichrist rises up and brings a false peace to the world, and it only lasts for a short time. And then, and in the middle of the 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation, he walks into the newly built Temple of Solomon and claims to be God.
Yeah.
And that's when Jesus told the Jews to flee into the mountains.
Right, and not accept the
mark,
the false prophet, the Antichrist.
Right.
And he is, well, God destroys the Antichrist forces that try to catch up with the Jews, and that's what irritates the Antichrist. So he comes back to his place in the temple, and that's when he declares the mark, because he couldn't destroy the Jews, so now he's going to try to destroy the Christians.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
That's when we have to stand strong. Here's the faith and patience of the saints.
Yes.
It's going to be a hard time for us.
And we have to refuse the mark, right? And even just in, you know, refusing the mark is going to be, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. You know,
it leads up to being beheaded. I mean, it's all in the scripture.
And you're going to be, you know, through this whole time.
You're willing to give your life up? Yeah.
They're going to, people are going to be rejecting you.
Yeah.
You know, shunning you and stuff.
Yeah.
People who claim to be Christians. Yeah. And here's another thing. On the other side, we got two pressures on us then, because up until the 3.5 years, because up until then, we're going to have the one world church trying to kill us. And it says that they probably kill millions of true believers.
Yes.
It says her cup is full of the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
Yes.
Ugh. So we've got both of those forces trying to destroy us in the last days. That's why they want to believe in the rapture.
They don't want to be here for that.
I don't necessarily want to be here for that, but I believe Scripture indicates that we are going to be here.
Yes, that's what Scripture indicates to me as well. But, you know, we got to remember, too, that, and this is just a word of encouragement to people, and you know, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts for your welfare and not for your harm.
Mm-hmm.
So, in spite of all this, we know that our, as Job said, I know my Redeemer lives.
Amen.
And that what he said is going to come to pass, but we also know, those of us who know the Lord, we still have that blessedness, in spite of how trifling everything is and how bad it's going to be, we have that blessed assurance in our hearts.
Amen.
We have that witness in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And so, no matter how fearful times get, we as Christians have nothing really to fear.
I remember, like yesterday morning, I woke up, man, I had some fear.
Yes.
And I went over and sat down in my living room, and I just prayed for a long time, and it finally disappeared. You know, but the average person can't do that. They don't know the Lord. They can't go and sit in their living room and pray for Jesus to help them when they're scared. But see, as true believers can. And he can give us the grace and the strength to get through the tribulation.
Right. God wants us to just, you know, the Bible says Moses talked to the Lord as a man talked to his friend.
Face to face.
Yeah.
And
that'd be nice.
And we don't have to get fancy and all religious about our prayers.
Nope.
All we got to do is come to him in sincerity of heart. And
yes, amen.
Amen.
That's true.
I'll agree with that. You know, and just talk to him, you know, just tell him what's on our mind. I mean, he already knows what's on our minds anyways.
True.
And on our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he still wants to hear from us. He still wants to have, that's what's meant by a close, intimate, personal relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
He wants us to come to him and talk to him. He wants us to get it out. He
wants us to participate.
Yes, he wants us to participate. Let it out, and then let him, you know, then let him take care of it. You know, he's going to take care of us.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yep. This is why he has us on the air, End Time Ministries, for a time
such as this.
Exactly.
I'm so thankful.
Yep.
And I'm so thankful to the Lord for you guys. God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you for your call. Don't forget to call in again.
And you, Jess, I want, man, just keep up God's good work, man. Just keep it up.
Thank you.
Don't ever give up. You hang in there, bro, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And you ladies as well. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I think that brought me to my fifth point.
All right.
Which is wasting your talent.
Oh, okay.
Because most of our talents that we have come from God.
That's true. Right, they all do.
But our talents are for one purpose, to win souls.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely, to win souls.
Mm-hmm. And when he gives us our talents and when we come into our talents, we know what our talents are meant for. Mm-hmm. So with us wasting our talents, it becomes disobedience.
Okay.
And disobedience is as witchcraft. And no one that does sorcery or any of those things in those under those lines will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Wasting your talent is disobedience. Because we're supposed to be out here winning souls.
Well, praise God. That's why we're here.
Why we're here.
We're letting people know these are the days. Are we there yet? Yes, we're here.
We are here.
And we just didn't get here today. I mean, this pandemic just didn't bring us here today. It intensified us in mm-hmm. the day that we're living in right now. It's letting us know, oh, just getting so close. And the fire has been.
This is the stop, drop, and roll. Water,
you know? Yes.
Stop.
Drop
and roll. And
this is what the Lord is saying. You know, you can't keep saying, oh, it's not here yet. We got to go down the road.
I don't know how many times, you know, I've always, Bible prophecy has always been my thing. And I remember years ago talking to people and they were saying, oh, that'll never happen in our lifetime.
Oh.
But I knew better.
I did too.
In my heart.
And I'm young.
They are always saying that. Oh, that won't happen in our lifetime. That's way off somewhere.
But see, I raised her up into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. When Saddam Hussein and George, when did George Bush? Well, when they, no, the Gulf War. We followed all that through the Bible. You know.
You know, George Bush did talk about the New World Order.
Yes, he did.
He was in favor.
Senior,
of it.
Yes, George Bush Senior. Yes. Well, because he saw.
I don't know if Junior was or not.
Maybe because his dad was, but George Bush Senior saw. See, we're not. We have to give God credit for what people see.
Yeah.
He saw that. We were there. The 10 nations, you know, 90 nations, we were there. And he saw that. One world order. Yeah, one. And then it went to one world religion, and we're there too. One language, just like the Tower of Babel. They was all speaking the same language.
It's so obvious that the one world religion, the one world church, is forming right now. It's already, it is at least in Christianity.
Doesn't everybody
speak
English?
But look at this politically correct stuff.
Yeah.
That's what's bringing us to a one world church.
Everybody speaks English, but we don't speak nothing.
Yeah, very few of us have been educated to do that.
We're not bilingual.
We're already been at a one world.
A frame of mind.
Language.
English. Yeah, okay, language. Yeah, everybody
a lot of people
English.
Can't even come here unless they can speak English. You know? So we've already been there. So, here we go. Now, we're going to turn this around for a moment. You have one more point, number five?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm going to... Encouragement. We want people to be encouraged. That as long as the doors have not closed, you still have an opportunity to come to Christ. Now, when you hear people say that God's love is unconditional, does not mean... He'll love you no matter where you are in your life and what you're doing in sin. No. You have to realize God is also a God of wrath. He's a God of love. He's a God of wrath. He's a God of order.
Mm-hmm.
He likes things done decently. He likes to be honored. He likes to be number one on your list of priorities.
Yes.
All of us. It doesn't mean, okay, when he says you have to love your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, and all these other people more or less than you, you can't love them more than you love him. Mm-hmm. There's a place for everyone, but God is place number one in our lives. He should be. And unless he's there, he is not happy.
No.
That's why we're going through this now. He has knocked down all the idols, and still we're picking up more and more idols. Well, now we have our cell phone. So let us get on our cell phone. Let's see what's going on Facebook, Twitter, and whatever else we have in our hands. Right in the palm of our hands.
Yes.
Our idol, our phone. Our idols. And I'll be like, Linda, put that phone down. Get your Bible out and start reading it and getting ready for the next show, you know. So God does love. He is love. Okay? 1 John 1:4-8. God is love. But God does, he hates evil. He hates evil, which he tells us to hate evil. But now you have a chance to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior from sin. Just like he told Thomas, you know, he said, I will not believe until I have put my finger in his wrist wherever the nails were drawn and thrust my finger in his side where the Roman soldier put the arrow in to make sure that Christ was dead on the cross. And out of his side flowed blood and water.
Yes.
And Jesus said, Thomas, yes, after you have done this, he said, believe, do not be faithless. And this is what God is saying to each and every one of you today, each and every one of us. Believe that Christ came here to die for your sins. Right now, the heaven is open. How long will it be open? We do not know. He don't want you to be faithless. He want you to believe. He want you to be able to say, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins. Number one, I'm a what?
Sinner.
I'm a sinner. And I need a Savior. Because the penalty for sin is
death.
And being separated from God forever. In a terrible place of pain and suffering.
That's not, but they don't talk about that anymore in the church.
That's eternal.
They don't talk about hell or the lake of fire or anything like that.
Like I said, you can't find the church no more. It's been closed down. God just said, ain't no need to what's in this electricity.
That's eternal. This, I mean, you know, it's kind of like we're in a sci-fi movie, but this is reality. This is real. This is today. Is it not?
American Christianity has to do with comfort. Personal comfort, you know.
Who's comfortable now?
Well, that's just it, isn't it?
Right. And how long will we be comfortable? Yeah, we may have what we need in our home, our toilet paper, our paper towels, our refrigerator full of food.
Because they said everybody's hoarding and I wanted to see what it tasted like.
We may be comfortable for a moment, but that's only going to last so long.
Mm-hmm.
See, things are changing already. Now,
I just seen a pack of 6 Big Win toilet paper rolls for $10.
Yeah.
It wasn't even Charmin. It wasn't Cottonelle.
Wasn't Ultra Soft.
It was not Ultra Soft. It was the...
What's the kind of with the bears?
That's Charmin. It wasn't even Charmin. I'm talking about 6 rolls of some generic toilet paper for $9.45.
And price gouging.
God has his arms and hands outstretched saying, will you come? Will you come today? Before this woe is past and another woe is coming. So I believe that's where we are.
Yes.
This is where we are.
And what's coming next?
We don't know what's coming next, nor the intensity of it, or where are we gonna find ourselves when it gets here. Where? So, Jeff, we really want you to offer up the prayer of salvation for our listeners today.
Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So just pray this prayer with me and be sincere in your heart. Lord Jesus,
Son of God,
come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
I want to be born again. I want to follow you, Jesus.
To the very end.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you heard that prayer and you believed, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, just like Jeff said, and the scripture says, you are saved.
Yes.
You are saved.
And seek after the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because we're going to absolutely have to have it.
Right.
You ain't going without it.
Right.
Remember when we had these ladies that used to come in here and criticize us because we're Pentecostals?
Yes. Read your Bibles and pray and obey the word of God and help tell someone else how they can be saved from the wrath of God that is to come.
Yes.
Okay. That great and terrible day.
That great and terrible day. Thank you. We will be doing this every Monday.
Really?
Yes, we will be. So tune in to A Voice of a People on Mondays. I'm not sure about the time, but I will let you know. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Next time, be blessed.
Bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah, well, some truck hit it the other day, and
oh gosh,
and it shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and you are listening to WWGH 107.1 FM. Where's the beef?
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email Meadows Lawn Care 43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Jill R. Thabot, age 69, of Marion, passed away on Wednesday, April 1st, at her home. She is survived by her husband, son, extended family, and friends. No services will be held. You may leave an online condolence at BoydBourneFuneralHome.com for Jill R. Thabaut of Marion. Ruth Ann Cook of the Forest, Ohio area passed away on Sunday, March 29th at the age of 66. She is survived by her husband, children, grandchildren, and siblings. Visitation, memorial service, and burial at Marion Cemetery will be announced for a later date, so all may come and share in Ruth's celebration. You may leave an online condolence at SnyderFuneralHomes.com for Ruth Ann Cook of the Forest, Ohio area.
You have been listening to the Obituary Report on WWGH Radio, heard daily at 8:10 a.m., 10:10 a.m.,
12:10 p.m.,
and 4:10 p.m.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Recently, Mayor Scott Schertzer appeared on WWGH Radio and gave his thoughts on a possible lack of supplies that are needed for the growing number of COVID-19 coronavirus cases in Marion.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think that we all need to be very conscious of that as we, again, follow the advice of Dr. Acton and Governor DeWine. Both have shown extraordinary leadership in dark times in our country and our state. And it appears that governors and mayors across this country are the ones that are stepping up and doing their part. I really defer to the public health officials like Tracy, the medical prof-